Hello, my name is Louis. Hello, sir. My name is Louis from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinion towards public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes, I am.
Very well. And are you registered to vote as Democrat, Republican, or as something else?
Democrat.
Understood, sir. And what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Yes, I am. I always vote for President.
So certain is your answer.
Right. Certainly. It's certain that I'm going to vote.
I hear you, sir. Thank you for that. And would you please tell me your age?
67.
Did you say 50 or 67, sir?
60. 67. 67.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Let me ask. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Understood, sir.
Hispanic.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Right now, the wrong direction.
Understood, sir. And thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate. President, I think I'm going to vote for Trump.
Understood, sir. And now I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, you can please tell me that whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you do not recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know, and he would be the first one. Darren Soto, or Soto.
Well, I don't know much about those candidates. I usually vote only for president, not for Congress or all those people.
So you wouldn't have any favorable or unfavorable opinion about Darren Soto, but
no, I won't. I won't have any opinion of those people because I don't even know them.
And what about the next one? I'm sorry there to interrupt you, sir. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
The next one would be that Joe Biden.
Joe Biden?
Yes, sir.
No. I won't vote for him anymore. I voted for him.
In this case, it's only to know whether you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable about this particular person or then some.
Okay, unfavorable.
Oh, okay, and is that very or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
I hear you, sir. The next entity would be Republicans in the Congress. Favorable or unfavorable?
Republican, unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat unfavorable, yeah.
What about Project 2025?
Project 2025?
Yes, sir.
What is that project? I don't read very much anymore.
Don't worry, sir. Then the next is Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis, isn't that the governor of Florida?
And in this particular case, we just want to know if it's very favorable, somewhat favorable or unfavorable, or very unfavorable to your opinion.
Very unfavorable to my opinion.
The next is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, I think he'll do better for our country. Will be favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. Next is Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. I am not very much in politics, so I don't know much about those guys, to tell you the truth.
So Kamala Harris wouldn't give you any opinion, favorable or unfavorable?
No, I don't know him very much. It's just,
okay.
I don't know.
What about the Democrats in Congress? Favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, I hear you.
Yes.
And the last one is Thomas Shalafu.
Thomas Shalafu, I see. I have never heard of that one.
Okay, no problem, sir. So, thinking about the job that Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Oh, I understand. Thanks, sir. Now, thinking about the job that Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
I would vote for Donald Trump.
Understood. And if the election for United States Senate were today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, Debbie Mucursell Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
I really don't know, to tell you the truth. I don't know them very much.
And which one do you lean more towards at this time? Rick Scott or Debbie Mucursell Powell?
See, I don't know these people. I am always very busy, and I don't care much about politics. So, to tell you the truth, I don't know what should I opinion for that.
That's okay, sir. Now, if the elections for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shalafu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Soto.
Got it. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion.
No.